From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Russia held a presidential election today, with nearly all the votes counted. Officials reported that Vladimir Putin's chosen successor had won a resounding victory over his three opponents. But as Russia prepares to enter the post-Putin era, opposition leaders say the results were rigged and that today's event was not an election, but a coronation. We begin our coverage with NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow.
The weather in the Russian capital today reflected the opposition's mood. It was raw and gray with rain, snow, and sleet. The conditions couldn't have pleased the Kremlin much either. The authorities' main concern has been for a high turnout to help the election appear legitimate. Local officials across Russia enticed voters with free food, prizes, even free haircuts. Music plays in a voting station inside a Moscow school where a trickle of voters cast their ballots. There was no feeling of suspense. Only a major surprise could have stopped Medvedev from winning. Outside, pensioner Olga Kaverina said she'd voted for Medvedev and repeated what's become a mantra here, saying his mentor Putin has brought stability to Russia.
Putin's done a great job. He's forced other countries to respect Russia's opinion, and Medvedev represents the country's bright future.
But critics say the Kremlin has reinstituted authoritarianism in Russia. Opposition leaders were barred from running in the election, including chess champion Garry Kasparov. He urged Russians to boycott the ballot and called the process a farce.
It's the end of the political system which contained elements of democracy, and we move to a kind of quasi-monarchy, with power being shifted within the ruling elite, and the public used only just to cover up this procedure.
Most Western election observers also boycotted the vote, saying they couldn't work under Moscow's severe restrictions. Lilia Shabanova of the independent Russian vote monitoring agency Golos says the authorities pressured voters to cast their ballots for Medvedev. Shabanova said many people reported their bosses at work forced them to vote for Medvedev using absentee ballots at the risk of losing their jobs. Shabanova said officials also assembled groups of people who drove to different polling stations and voted many times. But the Kremlin denied the results were falsified, and Medvedev's campaign chief, Sergei Sobyanin, praised the higher-than-expected turnout reported by the Elections Commission. Sobyanin said the result means the vote was free and fair. Tonight, Medvedev may be preparing to take over as Russia's new president, but no one is expecting Putin to fade away. Medvedev says he wants to appoint Putin his prime minister, a post many believe he'll use to hold on to power from behind the scenes. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.